now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and this is a very special program. I want to mention that next year, looks like I'm going to be moving to Sunday morning from 7:30 to 8. Looks like I'm going there, and that'll be fine. Sunday morning is a very good time for this program. Now, I also want to mention that I have a very special offer. I'll tell you more about it later, but for a donation of any amount, a small donation of any amount, you can receive my new book called The Best of Roland. It's over 300 pages, some of my best articles about men and women, about kids, about stress, about relationships, about, the spiritual side of life, and about society. I'll tell you more about that later. For the thing, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about a very important story. A very, very important story, and it's going to become more important. And the story that I'm talking about is the story about, let's call it the tragedy of Tiger Woods. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there's always been something about Tiger Woods that I've kind of liked. He had a boyish quality about him. There's something fundamentally decent about him, and now these items have come out and caused many of us to scratch our head as to how this could possibly be. How could this be, we ask ourselves. Well, there's a lot that we can learn about, about marriage, about relationships, and about ourselves. And so I'm going to have a lot to say about this topic. And some of the things that I say may come as a big surprise to you. But I shall endeavor over the next few weeks to talk about them here on the program and also at some of my blogs where I write articles and publish them. Now, the thing that I want to say is this. The first thing I want to say is this. It is a tragedy. It is indeed a tragedy. You see, the Greeks were very, very smart, and they were very advanced. And to the ancient Greeks, a tragedy was the fall of a great man. The fall of a great man. You see, and the element that's missing from many of our movies nowadays, our Hollywood movies and our television programs, because the fall of the person, their failing, their what comes upon them, is not of a great man. You see, there has to be some greatness, some dignity, some honor, some nobility, some humanness that has to be there. So that when the fall occurs, it is a tragedy. Well, that's what is missing from many of the modern movies and television shows. And I think it's missing by design. You see, today, here's a little aside. Today we have chaos by design. See? We have mistakes by design. We have lies by design, and we have things missing by design. And so it's by design that the true tragic elements are missing from movies, because if they were there, if we saw human in his or her nobility and innocence and goodness fall, why, it might awaken us to begin to question. To begin to question the meaning of life and to begin to seek real answers instead of the shallow answers that we're given, you see? And so it's missing by design. But let us say that the tragedy of Tiger Woods has something to do with the tragedy of the whole human race back to the very beginning. And I will tell you more about this very, very important topic after this important announcement. Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Roland Trujillo Show. You're going to get some very important information here, perhaps information you're not going to get anywhere else. You may not get this anywhere else. Now, I said that what we're hearing about Tiger Woods is a tragedy. Indeed, it is a tragedy. But the whole history of the human race has been a tragedy from the beginning, from the Garden of Eden. Remember how our race began. And as you hear how our race of humans began, look at what has happened to Tiger Woods. And even look at what has happened perhaps to your parents or to yourself, to your marriage, or to your parents' marriage, or to someone you know, or to their life as a whole. You see, in the beginning, Adam and Eve lived in paradise. I don't have to tell you the whole story, because you know the story. But I'll just say enough to lay some groundwork for what I have to say about the tragedy of Tiger Woods. And so I want you to relate what I'm saying to him, to yourself, to your parents, to the people you know, and to the whole human race. Adam and Eve lived in paradise. But he misused Eve. He used Eve to support his ego. See, he was tempted to be prideful, tempted to turn his back on his father, upon God, upon the innocent way, the simple way, the end way. Instead, he chose knowledge because he wanted to be great. He wanted to do his own thing, be a big man, have power, wealth, fortune, greatness, to be well thought of through knowledge, you see. And so that's the route that he took. And of course, what happened was he turned his back upon God. See? And then he began to die. He began to deteriorate. And death entered the human race because of one man's failing, which was Adam. Now look at Eve. She began, things went from paradise to a living hell. And although she was a part of his failing, see, she played a part. She was the temptation came through her. Yet if Adam had only said no, if he had only said no, then everything would have been okay. If he hadn't gone for the apple. See? Well, now what happens to us? How many people begin marriage? You know, they feel like everything's going to be great. They're going to be able to ride off into the sunset and live happily ever after. But what happens? Something goes wrong. After a spell, after the honeymoon wears off, then you begin to have the fighting, the bickering, the arguing, the hurt feelings. She wants something. He doesn't know what it is that she wants. And she's unable to speak what her true needs are, and he's missing something. Something is missing, and so before you know it, you have unhappiness, perhaps divorce. Kids come along, and then they see their parents fighting, and that gives marriage a bad name, so they think, well, let's just live together. Marriage, you know, I saw my parents fighting, I didn't like it, they were married, so let's just live together. So they think, well, if we just live together, we'll be free and happy and everything. It's the same, it's even worse. It's even worse because it doesn't have the honor of marriage. See, so it's the same thing, fighting, bickering, hurt feelings. See? And this tragedy, this legacy goes from generation to generation. Except for those people who seek real answers. Those few who are willing to look at themselves, see their own error, their own selfishness, their own wrongness, and say, what am I doing wrong? Instead of blaming the other person and blaming other people. then their eyes are opened, they begin to see the tragedy, you see, of the human race. Now, were it to be a tragedy, there has to be nobility there in the first place. Now, the ones who hate God and the ones who hate hate the family, who hate fatherhood, who hate goodness. You know, the ones who are communists, who are atheists, who are socialists and progressives. Not that there aren't some good progressive people. There are. But I'm just saying generally the atheists and the ones, you know, the intellectuals. Maybe I shouldn't pick on progressives because some of them I like. For example, I like Denis Kucinich. I like him a lot. He has the guts to tell the truth about this healthcare bailout. He said the healthcare plan is nothing but a bailout for the insurance companies. A lot of people don't get that. They don't get it. But that's what it is. And the other thing is he sees the error, the mistake of this war in Afghanistan, and now it's going into Pakistan. He sees the foolishness of it, the insanity of it, and he speaks up about it. So I take my hat off to Denis Kucinich. See, I don't care, you know, what label you put on him. I like some of the things he has to say. So, you see, maybe I should say the intellectuals, the people that hate God, that are the knowledge mongers. See, it's always the intellectuals. Wasn't it the intellectuals that brought communism into Russia? Millions of people killed, suffering beyond belief. It was the intellectuals. See? Not that I'm against knowledge, but you see, If you have knowledge with understanding, then it's a beautiful thing. But if you have pure knowledge without understanding, without God. So the point I'm getting at is that the intellectuals, well, they bring us what? They bring us evolution, which is a lie. But they say we're nothing but evolved apes. We arose from the swine, from the slime. That's all we are. So now you see, what have they done? They have stripped us of dignity, of honor, of humanness, of nobility. What's noble about a risen ape? See, they degrade us and say we're just animals. You see how that works? And they say, well, and then if a person is unhappy or has spiritual questionings or yearnings, or they come from a troubled home, a crazy home, and they said, they've got a chemical imbalance in their brain. They're just an animal, a risen animal, an ape, a risen ape, and they've got a chemical imbalance in their brain. You see how they're degrading you? So the point that I'm getting is that you have to have a noble human. Well, when you have someone like Tiger Woods, you have a noble human. And so therefore, it is a tragedy. But I'm glad to say that there is hope. There is always hope. And so, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps we can all learn something, and that something good can come of it, because it awakens us to our humanity, to our nobility, to our dignity, and it makes us cry out for answers. I'll be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D, TRUJILLO, Box 2, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 82, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Roland Trujillo. We're talking about the human race. We're a fallen race. We're not an evolving race, evolving from slime. We are a fallen race. So it doesn't it say in the Bible, by sin and by through Adam, all death entered the human race, and by one man, Adam, and then by one man, how can we say it? A new race, or salvation comes by way of a new man. Well, so what can we say then, ladies and gentlemen? Well, we must say then that what we need is understanding. We need to understand. So now can you see? Let us suppose that someone fails big time, we're a failing race. That is our legacy. That's what I'm trying to make the point. That you see. If you see that, if you really see this one point that I'm making, and that is that we're not risen apes, evolved from slime. We are fallen, creatures. So we're born fallen. Look, we're all born a little bit prideful. We inherit it from our parents and all the way back to Adam and Eve. We're born a little bit prideful, okay? When we don't like to admit we're wrong. We make excuses. Or we deny that, we become angry and deny our wrong. We inherit that sort of thing. It's not, it's not a noble thing at all. But that's what we inherit, and we also inherit what the good Catholics have always called concupiscence. It's a very good word, concupiscence. It means an inclination to naughtiness, an inclination to error. So we're all a bit naughty. Like I've always said, if there's a carrot. And then there's a candy bar. Most of us will go for the candy bar. If there's a car that's a very nice car, but it's a little bit it's not very attractive, but it's cheap and it gives good transportation. But then there's one right next to it that's shiny and kind of exciting. Well, a lot of us will go for the shiny, exciting one. You see what I mean? And if there's two possible mates, one of them is very nice person and the other one is naughty, well, we tend to go for the naughty one. You see what I mean? Well, it's unfortunate. But that's the way we are. That's the way we are. So women, you see women, decent guys around, and they go for the very worst one. They pick the worst guy there is. And men, instead of picking the nicest lady, well, they go for the naughtiest one. You see how that works? All right, so that's our inclination. So we have to see it in ourselves, and see it in our kids, and neither condemn it nor condone it, but just see it for what it is and patiently correct. And then we have to see it in ourselves, see our own wrong. Not like what we see about ourselves, but admit that we do have that part of us, and then cry out for answers. Wish to be restored again, you see? Now most of us will fall in many different ways. We fall. We fall to anger. We fall to judgment. We fall to hate. We resent our parents. We resent other people. We fall to to going along with the group, with the gang, for perks, for promises, for approval. We don't want to stand out like a sore thumb, so we go along with something that's wrong, and we don't speak up for what's right. And then we just make a whole bunch of mistakes. Some of us drink and take drugs and who knows what. But then, once we fall, then it's, in a sense you could almost say it's good, because then we have a chance to look at ourselves instead of judging other people. And we say, look, I've fallen too, so I mustn't hate other people when they fail, when they fall. I must look at myself and cry out for answers. Hello. Many people listen into my radio program and derive benefit from hearing my message of truth. Others give the meditation a try. Many others visit the website and get benefit from our articles and archived programs. But life can be confusing, and some people get stuck or have questions they are still searching for the answer to. Hearing me and liking where I'm coming from, they could benefit from a little counseling. If so, Coach Roland is in his office and ready to help. Our life coaching is non-denominational and confidential. To learn more about our confidential counseling, email us at roland@commonsensecounseling.org and we'll get in touch. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Now look, a lot of us, our marriage started off as a paradise and then became a living hell. Okay? So what are we to do? What are we to do? Well, what we're to do is to go to, is to get some answers. Now it helps to hear somebody like me, and it helps to get to read some of my articles and some of my blog posts and get my book. Because then you'll begin to see. See, and when you see, then you will see what is required. See, it's really not that complicated. You know, we make it complicated, but it's really rather simple. If you can see, if you're sitting there and you really see that what I'm saying is true, then you will also see what is required of a man. What is required is that he say no when Eve offers the apple to him. He says no. When she dangles a temptation, he says no. No, Eve. So he becomes more fatherly. See? So of course we get married, we have kids, all of that. But then at a certain point, when within the marriage, the man begins to see that he's missing something. She needs something from him, and he doesn't seem to have it. You know, so he brings her flowers and, you know, candy and so on and so forth, but still there's something else needed. If he looks within, if he looks deep within and asks, you know, if his soul cries out to his Creator within for answers, then he begins to see he must be more fatherly, he mustn't use his wife to support his ego, see, and all of that. And so what will happen then? Well, he will begin to fail less. He'll become more noble, more stable, more fatherly, see. He'll see clearly why he mustn't fail anymore. And if he still fails a little bit, he'll see it, he won't like it. He begins to fail less. See? So he begins to, he begins to upgrade. Not of himself, but by way of, inspiration, if you will. Intuition, conscience from God. He begins to, see, by way of conscience, by way of intuition, by way of doing what he knows is right in his heart, he begins to become more fatherly. He begins to conform to the good image, see. He begins to conform to God. It's a very beautiful thing. Now, it might take a long time, might take decades, but then his wife will see hope. She will see that he's getting better and not worse. See, she'll see that, and it's a very beautiful thing. It has a very nice effect upon people. And what the wife has to, basically, for her, what's required of her? Well, basically that she just doesn't resent her husband anymore. Don't hate him. Don't resent him. Don't judge him. See that he's like other men. Yes, he's failed you, but you rose to the occasion of his failing, and you when you married him, you knew that he had some weaknesses, and yet you thought you could whip him into shape. You wanted to be his God, you see. Well, maybe you did. You took the place of God. See, now you see what the harm that causes when you stick your nose in and meddle between a man and his God. Now you see, so maybe you can cease and desist that, stop hating him. See, stop giving him such a hard time, and lo and behold, he might find himself. See how beautiful that is? All right. So, there's a hope. Now what can you do? Why don't you go to my blog, which is Roland on Relationships. Go to Roland on Relationships, R-O-L-A-N-D, RolandOnRelationships.com, and it'll take you right there. This is Roland. It's obvious to searching and sensitive people that what we have here is the real deal. We help people find their intuition and become friends with conscience. Helping people awaken to the reality of inner truth and restoring them to the God of conscience is my gift to you. But I must take a moment to ask for help in return. We're in desperate need of someone to sponsor our airtime. It's a miracle that I'm still here after 18 years, but in order to continue, we need help in a big way. We're in special need of someone who can give a large gift of $1,000 or more. If you have been blessed in your life, and especially if you are blessed to be able to hear and respond to truth, then helping us to stay on the air would be a noble way of expressing your gratitude. If you've ever thought of helping us, now is the time to do so. Your gift will make a difference. You will actually be helping others by sponsoring this program and keeping it on the air so that it will be there for people. If you would like to help, make your check payable to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. To give a gift by credit card, log on to commonsensecounseling.org and click on the donate button. Gifts are not tax deductible, but your reward will be in heaven, as the old saying goes. Thank you. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Go to RolandOnRelationships.com. R-O-L-A-N-D on relationships. RolandOnRelationships.com. And you'll see the special offer that I have there. You can actually get my book, a fabulous book about relationships. It's called My Husband and I Argue All the Time. Time-Tested Truths for Healing Relationships. You should get that book. Read some of my blog articles and listen to some of my audios and get that book. Now you can get it for a donation of any amount. You'll get an ebook. I'll send it to you via email and as an attachment. And you can read it. It's a good read. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening in. Be sure to listen in again next time. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's R-O-L-A-N-D. Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.